in us, and we celebrate him as we come to worship this morning. For all those who are joining us on Facebook now or during the week, we welcome you as well, and we look forward to this opportunity to worship the Lord together. As you will see, there are the communion elements here, and so special, normally we do communion on the first Sunday of the month, but we want to just have a special time of communion at the conclusion of our service this morning, so be preparing your hearts for that. And for those who are joining us now online, you can get some bread, crackers, or juice, so that you'd be able to celebrate with us here in a few moments together. Number of announcements are in your bulletin. Do want to just remind you and draw attention to them for you. One is that Young at Heart is this week, this Wednesday at 11:30. So all the seniors in the Young at Heart ministry are invited to that time. There are information sheets out on the table in the entryway. And if you haven't RSVP'd, let Aldine know today and we'll get you registered for that. We want to give you heads up as well that in just 2 weeks, hard to believe, but in 2 weeks, we will be having our Ushering in Christmas event. That is the first Sunday of Advent, and so following the service will be a time of sharing a meal together, so we encourage you to bring a dish to share. And then we will be also decorating the church for Christmas, as well as having a gingerbread house making for all the children and the families to enjoy together. So that's 2 weeks from today, Ushering in Christmas. All the details are there. Bring a dish to pass. Table service and drinks will be provided. We also have another save the date that you've been having, and I invite that to be shared right now.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. We've got some more info on the Women's Christmas Brunch. If you've been here in past years, you might remember that the past 2 years, I think, we've done a brunch to celebrate Christmas as ladies together. It's been a lot of fun. So it'll be the same as that. We'll gather again at 10 a.m. if you'd like to bring a dish to share. That would be great. But in addition to that, we are adding a little bit of an outreach element, which we're excited about. If you have ever been a part of a cookie swap, this might sound a little familiar, but the idea is that we are going to sign up to bake some cookies at home and bring them, and then together we will have the opportunity to box them up, and we'll have a little invitation on top inviting people to DAC's Christmas Eve service. This was really inspired by all these studies they're doing that says, oh, if somebody were to invite me to a Christmas Eve service, even though I don't go to church, I would go with them. And we just want to make sure that people in our community and our neighbors know that they're invited here. So if you would be interested in helping with that, we will box them together. And then there will be some people who will stick around and hand them out in our area, and you would be welcome to tag along for that. Or you can take a few boxes home to give to your neighbors and invite them out this year. So I will have this sign-up sheet out in the foyer, and you can put your name down and the type of cookie that you would like to bring. Or if you would just like to attend this time, there's also a spot for that. So we're looking forward to this fellowship time together and to outreaching to our community.
Thank you. One final announcement. And last week I shared about the opportunity that we have to send our family members be a part of sending them overseas. And so from here on out, you will hear me talk about D and M when it is online, as it is now, for security purposes because of the place that they are going. And so you'll see in your bulletin who D and M are. And if you've been around, you could probably put that together, who D and M are. But last week, we talked about our role of sending and of walking along with them with prayer letters, with prayer encouragement, but also through financially giving. And as we mentioned last week, we do now have their prayer card that is available, and there are a number of ways that you can give. One, there is a little QR code on the bottom that you are able to go directly to the Alliance website to be able to give specifically to them. But also, the other way is by giving directly to our local church, and then we will send it on. And so today is the first day. I've encouraged you last week to really be prayerful and asking the Lord what he may be leading you to do to give monthly, beginning here as soon as you can, to both send D&M and to keep them on the field. And so on the back table here in the sanctuary and on the table in the overflow are these cards. It has the prayer card in it, as well as this is our Great Commission Faith Promise card that has been used by our church and by our denomination over the past years. And what we would ask is that as you would be led of the Lord, as you seek him and know what he is asking you to give monthly, that you would just tear off that perforated side, that you would fill in, there's a place that says, trusting God to provide, I or we will commit to, and instead of it being just the Great Commission Fund, we're gonna say and use for our purposes, D&M, for you to have that. And then you can put in that place for D&M, you can use their names because it's not going online, how much you are committing by faith in the Lord to give per month. And we would love for you to be able to do that, to drop it in the offering plate over these next several weeks. It'd be great if by the end of this month into early December, we would have a real clear idea from our church family here at Dorseyville how much they would be able to be expecting from us as we partner with them. You can put your name on that just so they know who the partners are, not so you can see, you know, how much you're giving necessarily, but to know who the people are that are walking with them both now and as they go and as they stay on the field. So if you have questions, feel free to talk to me about that. We just want to be people who participate in gospel access to the ends of the earth, and this is our privilege financially to be able to do that with those that the Lord is raising up and is sending here from Dorseyville. It's our great privilege. So as we begin, I just want to ask the Lord's direction for us as we would seek him for that both individually and as a church, but also welcome his presence into this time as we worship him. So let's pray. Father, it is a joy to know that we come as your dearly loved children. Not of our own doing, but because of your great love for us. Lord, we celebrate you and that work of Jesus on the cross. It's because of that great work that we have access and privilege to come into this space to worship you. And we do pray for those all over the world, and even those in our own community who have not heard, maybe do not have access to hear of the good news of Jesus. And Lord, as we would consider our role individually and how we would send our dear brothers and brother and sister D&M and their family to go to some of those least reached places, God, would you guide us? Would you give us hearts of generosity, but also hearts full of faith that you, the God who provides, will enable us to give according to your leading? So Lord, we trust you in this, and we trust you in this time that you would do immeasurably more than we could ask or hope or imagine, that you would glorify your great name in this time. Father, may your kingdom come here in this space. May your will be done here in this space, in our lives, for your glory we pray. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. And amen.
I invite you to stand and join us in worship this morning. I'm going to open us by reading a passage from 1 Peter 1, 18 through 19. It says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but it was with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." And so as the perishable things of the world fight for our attention all week, we just want to give our undivided attention to you, the only one who has the power to set us free, Jesus and his precious blood. Power in the blood. There is power, power, power.
Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him." Lord, you are our strength. You are our power. There is power in your blood. Lord, we just thank you for, we thank you, Lord, for that blood and for your sacrifice for us.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. I was a wretch, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the bridge was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Behind heaven's throne to build it here inside, and there at the cross you paid the debt I owed, broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Strong.
glorious light.
Would a few of you just be willing to lift up a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord?
The sound of your
Yes, Jesus, your name truly is so great, so wonderful. There was so much power in your name, so much power in the blood that you shed for us, Lord. So much power that all the world will praise your name, because you are worthy. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we get to join in on those praises, even this morning, that we don't have to wait until heaven to praise you, to dwell in your presence, but we have that blessing now. So, Lord, may we seek you more and more with each moment of every day. As we look into your word, Lord, would you reveal to us more of your goodness, more of your mercy, and more of your power. And may that change the way that we live our lives. May it change our hearts and our souls, that we would become more and more like you. So, Lord, we offer this time over to you. We entrust it into your hands, and we look forward to all that you have to speak. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.